So the first set of principles that we'd like to examine here is this idea of power tactics. Now, by power tactics, I mean the tactics that allow you to become a figure of authority, a figure of high status within whatever group you happen to be inside of. Now, let's talk a little bit about authority and high status, because it seems that in today's terms, these have become very loaded, slightly unpleasant terms. Now, the way I'd like to use both the words authority and high status is as something which has no moral judgment to them whatsoever. Being high status or low status can be equally good depending on the circumstances in which you choose to adopt one role and the other. And by the way, that word is key. These are roles that you'll be playing. Each role has a certain effect on other people. And as long as you're aware of what effect each role has, then you can choose the right role given the individuals that you happen to be interacting with. And this is what gives you the ultimate inflexibility. Now, the reason that I don't think that you can really judge these roles as being particularly good or particularly bad is partly because at some level, we are all mammals. And as mammals, we will all organize ourselves into hierarchy at an unconscious level. Now, even so-called flat structures, where every member of the group seems or feels to be equal to everyone else, even these groups will have an unconscious hierarchy to which people will respond to. It's a part of being a human being. Now, because a lot of groups will allow this to happen unconsciously, it means that sometimes the wrong leaders end up taking over a particular group, and unpleasant messages can really enter into a particular environment or particular culture. Your role as a hypnotist is to enter the position of a high-status individual, an authority figure that other people can believe in and whose advice people want to follow. It will create a tremendous amount of power and augment the power of your own suggestions. Now, at the same time as augmenting your suggestion as an authority figure, there will be times that you'll want to change your status to a low status. Why might that be? Well, let's take a few examples. Perhaps the individual that you are dealing with right now has a dislike of authority figures. Maybe they find them threatening in some way and don't like to hang around them. So that with these individuals, to open them up, to help find the things inside themselves that they need to find, you may well want to adopt a low status role until they feel comfortable with you. Let's give you a practical example. Let's say you're a salesperson at a car showroom dealership. Now, there will be a time when you want to take a sort of high status role and tell people about how amazing these cars are and why these cars are exactly the right car for the individual in question. However, sometimes someone will come in and they really don't like to be told what to do and when to do it. With these people, you're far better off playing a low status role and really allowing them to have a sense of, well, I'm making up my own mind as I go along with this. And as a low-status individual, you can feed information and set frames that people will respond to very powerfully. Now, what do I mean by setting frames? That's a topic for one of the later CDs. For the moment, when we talk about your authority, your high-status role, we're going to talk about really two things in particular. Your body language and your behavior, as well as your tonalities, will all impact on how you get perceived by other people. They will signal to people what status you happen to be. Now, the next session, we're going to look at the signals which allow you to show to people that you're a high status individual, which will mean they will respond to your suggestions more powerfully. Always with the caveat that when you discover the situation in which it's more useful to be low status, you just switch those signals around for as long as you need to in order to get the person on your side. Because then you see what will happen is you have the ultimate inflexibility. Because sometimes with the same person, you'll play a high status role and sometimes a low status role. So that consciously, They perceive you as a more safe and non-threatening, low-status individual, whilst unconsciously they respond to you as an authority figure, but without any of the resistance that would normally be present if they were faced with a high-status individual. So this is a very, very powerful tactic in order to really get through someone's resistance and inside their mind.